Dr. Tweni Mau is a researcher at the Department of Psychological Medicine at Auckland Uni and a lead author of a new modelling showing that reducing dementia risk factors could significantly ease future pressure on our country's aged care system while improving overall health equity. Tweni is with us for a kōrero today. Tweni, tēnā koe. Thank you for joining us on Radio Wāte. Ko Dale, tēnei mihi ana ka koe. Tēnā koe, Tweni.
Oh, more than a day. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Dementia is an ongoing issue. We're living longer. These situations are affecting all families right across the board. Your modelling suggests a 15% reduction in dementia risk factors could mean around 7,000 fewer people living with dementia after 30 years. What's the biggest risk factors our country could realistically target right now to achieve that reduction?
Oh, thanks, Dale. Look, we know that dementia is preventable. We know that the Lancet Commission has identified risk factors over the years. They now have identified 14 risk factors that are either things that cause damage to your brain over time, or they're things that improve your cognitive reserve, that's your brain's ability to function even when that damage occurs. And fundamentally, all of them are probably preventable. We know that we're never going to completely get rid of these risk factors. So what we're modelling is what it would look like if we could just modestly reduce some of these targets, reduce risk factors by, say, 10 or 15% each, and look at what happened over time.
Tēnā koe. Well, it should be a collective goal of ours. So you're suggesting dementia prevention should be part of aged care reform. How do we shift the conversation from simply building more aged care capacity to actually preventing or delaying dementia in the first place, Tweni?
Yes, I mean, look, the aged care report is very timely, and I think it's addressing a significant issue. We know that our population is ageing. We know that the number of older people in New Zealand is going to climb rapidly. We know that for our Māori and Pacific communities, the number of older people is going to increase even faster. The aged care report that got released a couple of weeks ago really focuses on how we can increase the supply of aged residential care beds. It focuses on how we can increase the services that we're providing to meet that need that's coming. And our argument is that, you know, people with dementia occupy almost half of all of the rest home beds. People with dementia use about a quarter of all of the home-based services. So it would be great, you know, if the government would think about pushing some of that resource, some of that money into prevention initiatives, because that would actually give you a reduction in demand over time and make things cheaper in the long run.
Yeah, those stats are startling and challenging, no doubt about it. A 15% reduction in dementia risk factors. So what do we do to achieve that?
I mean, there's a couple of ways to approach this. We know that dementia has no cure, so prevention is our only realistic way of reducing dementia risk over time. We know from a lot of the research that's been done that targeting people at the individual level who have these risk factors in later life, that it's probably too late, that a lot of the damage that occurs to our brain is something that occurs many, many years earlier, and it's that cumulative and incremental insult to the brain over decades of life that eventually leads to overwhelming our brain's ability to cope. So we're advocating for a life course approach where actually we're thinking about people living healthy, fulfilling lives right from birth all the way through, making our environments that we live in healthier and safer, and making it easier to make healthy decisions, because we know, Dale, that where we live, where we work, where we play, influences the choices that we make. And if we just say to the individual, you need to change your lifestyle, it's almost impossible to change if you're surrounded by an environment that makes that change difficult.
Tēnā koe. Dr. Tweni Mau is our special guest, looking at aspects of dementia this morning. The number of Māori and Pacifica people, Chief, living with dementia is projected to triple by 2050, yet our people are less likely to access aged residential care or funded support services. What does that tell us about the equity gaps in the current system and what needs to change?
Look, to be honest, the system is failing our Māori and Pacific communities. Historically, Māori and Pacific people, say over the age of 60, have made up a tiny proportion of the people over 60 in New Zealand. So all of the services to date have been designed for the Pākehā majority. We know that things like rest homes just aren't fit for purpose for our people. We know that our Māori and Pacific, our whānau, and people who end up with dementia are three times less likely than Pākehā to use aged care. But the issue is that we're not using aged care, which is the biggest cost, but none of that cost is translating into helping our whānau at home. So Māori Pacific families, Māori Pacific communities, we're keeping our loved ones at home, we're not getting the funded care, and that means that the cost of that care, which is significant, falls on our family in the form of unpaid care.
Yeah, and this is an issue that does need some attention and resolution. What are some of the other sort of dynamics that you've uncovered here? I do take your point. We tend not to put our old people into care facilities and take them on board at home. We love them even though they're mate wale wale. That's sort of just part of them getting old, but they're still our old people. So we keep them at home. But we're not accessing the funding for the services that are available to tautoko those people. And in a sense, saving a stack of money, really, for the government by not putting them into aged care facilities. What needs to be addressed and el pronto then, Etuini?
I think there's two key areas, Dale, that need to be addressed. The first is that we need to be redesigning the services that are on offer to actually make them acceptable, you know, for our communities. You know, we approach things a different way. We have different ways of caring. We have different needs in order to provide that care. And we need more flexibility from the aged care sector around how that resource can be used to support, you know, our whānau. The second aspect, though, that I think is really important and that the aged care report touched on but didn't really go into depth on is that we're not accessing the assessments that are required for getting that support in the first place. And the question I always ask is, who are we missing? Who are the people that are living in the community that don't know about these services, that don't know about the process of accessing them, that are limping along at home, providing this care as best they can because they're not even aware of what's on offer? So I think we need to be addressing the access barriers as well as tailoring the services that are provided.
Tēnā koe, what's the correlation between dementia and social isolation? Because I know that for many of our people, like Arungwa, Mokopuna, aren't they? And the interactions with tamariki, rangatahi, or whānau interactions can help stave off dementia or certainly accommodate it better than, as you've touched on, the majority of cases where people are put into rest homes. So what can we do to whakamana our ways of supporting our aged people who are developing dementia at Tuini?
You've touched on a great point there, Dale. Social isolation is one of the big risk factors for dementia. We know that when we interact with people, with our mokopuna, with our family, with our church, with our community groups at our marae, that interaction stimulates our brain, it gets us thinking, it gets our brain moving. So it's really important to have that social connection. And our Māori Pacific communities are really socially connected. We know that anything that affects our ability to socially connect will also affect our brain. So things like hearing loss and vision loss, which you require in order to be able to interact with other people, are really important. So getting your hearing and vision checked is very important as well.
Well, I'm pleased that the report has been furnished. We always need to take these reviews, etc., don't we, at Tuini, and sort of put a cultural overlay across them and say, okay, well, here are some of the points that have been raised in this report, but how do our cultural norms fit into the way that we gear up to move forward? So it's no doubt encouraging that the report has been put together. I guess now we have to look at action. You say dementia prevention is not just about individual lifestyle, but also about social and environmental conditions. What policies then or investments would you make or would make the biggest difference in creating the conditions for healthy ageing right across Aotearoa, Tuini?
look, we know that people that live in poorer areas are faced by more unhealthy choices. We know that things like vape shops, alcohol outlets, fast food outlets are all denser and more prevalent in poorer areas. So policies that would address some of those would be great. There's great modelling that's come out of the UK showing that if you increase the price of alcohol, if you increase the price of tobacco, if you put a tax on sugar and salt, if you made wearing bicycle helmets, which we already do, compulsory up to the age of 18, if we addressed issues that cause air pollution, that even very, very small changes in some of those aspects would result in much fewer people at risk of dementia over the longer term. So I think it's about taking that population level approach, that societal level approach, saying it's not fair to put this on the individual. Let's change their environment that they're living in so that making a healthy lifestyle choice, living a healthy life, just becomes a default and is much, much easier and becomes the norm.
Wonderful to have a kōrero with you, Chief. Thanks very much for the mahi you're doing in this space. It's something that we are all connected with in some way or another, and we are going to have more of our people living longer, and therefore dementia is going to become an even more real part of our communities in the future. With us today from Auckland University's Department of Psychological Medicine, Dr. Tuini Mau. Nice to meet and talk with you. E hoa, tēnā koe.
Yeah. Maloa pito, Dale. Thank you.
Tēnā koe. Maloa pito.